Brandy Fleeks.
And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And this is Book of Lies,
the podcast. All right, Brandy. So we are back. I'm so excited. This is our second episode.
Yay. Episode two.
So what we talked about last week was awesome. And then what came up was Bernard Lawrence Madoff.
The burn.
So, I didn't really know. I knew about him, but I didn't really know to the extent of the severity of what he did and how much time he got and how he got this far into $65 billion.
Until his theft.
Yes.
Into bilking people out of their money.
Yes. So I went down the rabbit hole. So I watched what was it called? The Master of Lies?
Wizard of Lies.
Currently on HBO. There you go. Michelle Pfeiffer. Lovely. And then I also watched
Excuse me, you forgot to mention Robert De Niro.
Okay.
Like the best actor in the world.
I'm sorry. You're right. Yes. Sorry. And then I also watched Bernie Madoff Scamming of America, which is weird. Scamming of America. I don't know. So apparently this all began when, you know, he married his wife, his wife's father. So his father-in-law gave him $50,000 to start a business, right?
But any business or like just, he's like, here, start a business with this money.
I guess he had a dream. I had a dream to have his own business as giving financial advice, if you will. But the funny thing is the thing started off on a lie because he told everybody that he got this money from being a lifeguard to start his business, that he saved up all of his money working as a lifeguard. Okay, so...
Lifeguard.
He lied. He's telling everybody, oh, yeah, I started this business because I saved some money being a lifeguard.
Okay, wait. So how long was he supposed to have been a lifeguard? Because if he started this business, like, in the 60s or 70s...
In the 60s.
Then lifeguards made $2 an hour back then, even if that.
Well, I don't know about his lifeguard career, but that's what he told people. But lo and behold, he got a loan from his father-in-law for $50,000. It was a loan from his father to start this business. I don't know if it was a gift or a loan, but that's what happened. So he's telling people this. He is, so let's talk about what he was convicted for. So then we can kind of get to, you know, the point.
Yeah.
So I had so many notes.
Securities fraud.
Securities fraud.
Mail fraud.
Mail fraud. Wire. Hang on a second. All kinds of fraud.
Fraud. You are a fraud,
financial advisory fraud.
That's a fraud?
Yeah. Because he's a fucking liar. He's a lying liar who lies. The messed up thing is, we're going to talk about it, but I thought it was funny that he was just like, well, it was their fault.
He
said it was their fault. They were greedy.
What?
I never told them to invest more than 50% of their savings with me. So if they lost it all, it was their fault.
Of their savings. Like, okay, invest. Don't invest your savings. Just invest what you have, your cash on hand with me.
But he knew he was going to take the money. He knew he was going to... He wasn't investing the money.
Right.
So the thing was, he, I guess in the 90s, he lost, the stock market had a crash. So what happened was he lost a lot of money because I think he was actually legitimately investing money, but I think he was still moving like sleight of hands with the money. So when he lost a bunch of money in the 90s, he was like, fuck this. I'm not paying anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. So what he was doing was he was generating reports that they're winning. So he's...
That they're getting returns.
Right. So he gets the numbers that win or whatever, or the stocks that have won that are producing yada yada.
Right.
And so then he would tell his clients, hey, we're doing well, we're doing well. Here's your statement, here's your monthly statement, here's your quarterly statement. And they were showing continuous growth, 1% growths every month or for the year or whatever. And people like, oh shit, you know, Madoff, I need that Madoff money. He's not losing. So our stock is steadily climbing.
Right. I want to be with him. Which is not something that actually happens.
Exactly. Exactly. But his goal was to just hang on to this money. He didn't want them to move it around. I'm just going to hold your money for you and you're going to see this continuous growth. So he's able to give them 1% back. Like at the end of the year, here's a check for the 1% that you've earned.
Right.
But I've got
the rest of your money.
$500 million of your dollars.
Right.
But don't worry. They're safe with me. They're in a safe place. So these people aren't using this money. It's their savings.
Right.
So when they're like, where's my fucking money made off? He bought a house here, bought a house there.
Right.
He's paying commissions. He's doing all kinds of things. You would have that phone on. Mm-hmm. I talked about that already. But if someone was like, give me half of what you have, what would you say?
I'd be like, why do you need half of my money? Like, I don't want to give you half of my money. I'm going to give you like $100,000 and you invest that. And then I'll keep the rest of my $500 million. And then you show me what you can do.
Look it. I'm continuously showing these numbers, their growth. No one's doing this. That's
wonderful, Bernie, but
no one else is doing this.
Right.
No one else is doing this. But his thing was, he played on the exclusivity of Bernie Madoff and investing with him. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, I don't know if I can take your money. Sorry. I can't take it. I can't take your money. Right. I can't take your money. And then in the movie, you saw when De Niro was like trying to hustle when the freaking market crashed in 2008. Or was it in 2005?
It was 2008.
And people were taking their money out. That's what happened. So this is what I also learned.
Right. Everybody was taking their money out, and they were taking it out of banks, too.
Exactly. The 2008 crash brought him down. Mm-hmm. So what was happening is people were like, oh, shit, let me just stuff it in a mattress. Let me save my money. I'm going to put it in the mattress. Mm-hmm. This is the safest place for my money.
Right.
So there's a lot of investors coming to him, and they're draining the bank accounts. Uh-huh. So they're like, give us our money. We want our money made off. Give us our money.
Right.
So people are taking money here, taking money there, and he doesn't have any money to pay anybody.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any money to... There's no money.
To give them back their money.
Exactly.
I love that he took the money and spent the money on shit for himself and his mom and his wife and his family. But meanwhile, I'm showing you returns. Because you don't think that people are going to want their money later?
No.
What?
No.
No.
So another thing was, this has been going on for so long, September 11th. 2001, mm-hmm. He was like, I thought the world was over. He wanted to die.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Oh my gosh, that's
messed up.
I was shocked. I wanted to die.
Yeah. That's like, okay, well, oh, here's my failsafe. Everybody's dead, so I don't have to pay anybody their money.
That was his end game.
Like, really?
That was his end game.
And then they tried to kill themselves?
They tried to kill themselves. Him and his wife.
Oh my
him
God.
And his wife. So after he got arrested and was bailed out, she was like, well, nobody likes me anymore. Nobody wants to talk to me. Everybody's mad at me, Bernie. I didn't even do anything. Bitch, yes, you did. You spent our fucking money. She's in the elevator. This little girl's like looking at her. She's like, oh, is that Ruth Madoff? She looks at the little girl. No. Oh, honey, it's okay. The mom looks at her and was like,
no, it's not.
It's not okay.
Nothing's okay.
Nothing's okay.
That's jacked up.
Bitch, you spent our money.
They shunned her from her freaking salon.
When you can't get your hair done,
yeah.
You're the only one I trust. Can I pay you to come to our house?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to give back the money? She threw that in their face. Can I pay?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, you can't pay. Your money is no good here, criminal. She's a criminal too. I mean, I felt bad. I felt bad for her. I felt bad for the sons. Because they're not even children. They're grown men, but whatever.
They're adult men.
They're adult men, but they were his children. I felt bad. it was just...
Okay, I felt bad for the way that the FBI was, like, interrogating them, but... You've never been to the 17th floor? You couldn't even get to the 17th floor in the elevator. You had to get out of the elevator on the 16th fucking floor and find some stairs and go up the stairs into this room with no fucking window. There was no windows. No fucking windows.
There's a 17th floor.
Exactly. Why do you think you didn't know there was a 17th floor? Because the shady shit is going on.
The shady shit
on the 17th fucking floor.
How about that sign? Never touch Bernie's computer.
Don't touch Frank's computer.
No, didn't it say Bernie's computer or Frank's computer?
Frank was the guy.
Hank Azaria. Man, oh man. I meant to find out what kind of sentencing he got, if anything.
I don't think he did go to jail. I think it was just Bernie Madoff.
Well, nobody touched Frank's computer. The 17th floor was where the shady shit went down. So Frank was what?
He was the one moving this money around. He was the one paying out the money, and like he was keeping track of what they actually had.
Yeah.
So when it came time to start paying out people, he was like, okay, well, this guy wants all of his $500 million. We only have three. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? We need more money.
We need more money.
We need more money.
They get the $400 million from that guy.
Yep.
And okay, now we can pay out this guy's $500 million, but now we've only got 325 left. So what now?
What now? What now?
Meanwhile, you know, there's this, you know, $49 billion still waiting to be found.
Yeah. Well, how about he sends his wife to the bank? He's like, hey, babe, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
And take this money from this account and move it over here.
She's like, okay, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Let me do that for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
No problem. Madoff money. That's what we do. And then that's the, you know how they said that she was seen or moving this money here, moving that money there, this, this, that, that.
Right. The chick that worked at his office or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. That lady was crazy. She was just like, well, you know, she comes in and moves $10 million from this account to this account from her, you know, her account at the
Wachovia.
Yeah. To her personal account. And they're like, huh.
Like,
what?
Huh. But the messed up thing is a majority of the people that he stole money from were his friends.
Yeah.
Were his family.
Mm-hmm.
Were people that he networked with. That's like if you are, you know, stunting on Facebook. You're like, hey guys, I really need this, that. And it turns out to be a fraud. And you frauded all your friends on Facebook. Or on social media. I guess it's easier to get away.
Well, I'm sure. I'm absolutely positive that there are people who do this. get on Facebook and they're like, so we've got this new product coming out. It's called such and such and such and such. And, you know, be one of the first 20 people to get it. And then, you know, they're asking for their money later. Like, okay, well, I never got what you were saying you were going to give me. Where's my money? And they're like, it's not available yet. We're still testing it out. It's still in the prototype mode. Blah, 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 blah. It's still in beta. Blah, blah, blah.
Beta.
And people never say anything.
Yeah, that's crazy. So he's stealing money from his friends, his family, most of the Jewish people in Queens, because that's where he's from, Queens, New York. He freaking defrauded his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, who has a bigger heart than I did, because if your husband stole my money, you're not staying at my house.
Well, okay. I'll make sure that doesn't happen then.
I'm not letting Norm get my money.
Like, hey, Sonny, I got this... this investment that I want, you know, why don't you let me park some money for you and we'll see about your returns, blah, blah, blah.
No, not gonna happen. But it's messed up, man. It's messed up. It's a messed up situation. So one other thing I wanted to tell you about. Oh, so not only did he rob his friends, family, and neighbors, he robbed charities.
Right. Yeah.
He's robbing charities because they don't withdraw money.
No.
So they just leave their money and he steals all these charities' monies. He stole money from the fucking Philadelphia Eagles. The owner was mad. He was like, pretty much fuck Bernie Madoff. He's a crook. He deserves to die in jail.
Yeah.
That's how everybody felt. And I think it's just because Madoff was just like, well, you guys shouldn't have trusted me with your money. And
well, you know,
it's your fault for wanting to put your money in a safe place and want big investments. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose it all. It's your fault.
It's your fault.
And that's the song he kept singing. Well, I always told you, don't be greedy. You know,
here's what, okay, there's one thing that I was thinking about when I was watching this, and I was like, why would you park all of your money in one place? Never. Never, ever, ever put all your eggs in one basket.
But he was the ever. Horse. He was the horse that never lost. And that's the thing. So he was fraudulently, you know, giving numbers and quotes and returns. And he's sitting on the top of NASDAQ. And he's a consultant. And he's just like the big swinging dick in the room. Mm-mm. And he knows how to freaking get that money back.
No.
And he's showing all these numbers. And people trusted him. He's smiling at them. He's, you know, he's charismatic. He's grabbing asses at parties.
Right. That was so creepy.
Oh, my God. That was so creepy. I would have knocked the shit out of you. No, stop it. But he's the horse that couldn't lose. So he's been doing this for so long, it was very hard for him to keep up that facade. And I think that's why finally he confessed.
To his sons.
To his sons, who then turned around and snitched on him.
Yeah, well, they would have gone to jail too. They would have gone to jail.
Okay, okay. Devil's advocate. What if they wouldn't have said anything? What if they wouldn't have said anything?
Well, the market crashed.
Right.
And people would have wanted their money. So people would have started shouting from the rooftops, Bernie Madoff stole my money. And then the SEC would still come in and be like, so you have $50 billion of these people's money and you're not giving it back to them when they're asking for it. What the fuck?
Okay, let's talk about the SEC. I'm glad you brought them up. So they're incompetent. Yeah.
It's the government. So, yeah.
You know, whatever. What's this guy's name? His name is Harry Markopoulos. Harry Markopoulos, 1999, a friend of his tells him that he's investing with Bernie Madoff. Look at these numbers. They're just going up, 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 up. Look at this. It's amazing. I'm going to invest. Harry Markopoulos says, this is a fraud. This is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And friend's like, what? Bro, he's a mathematician, by the way, Markopoulos. He's like, these numbers, no, no, no. Mm-mm. They don't just go up.
Right.
They don't just go up.
Right.
There's no fluctuation. Right. Nothing. So he contacts the SEC. The SEC's like, okay. Bernie Madoff sits on the SEC, I think. He's a chairman or something, like a non-executive chairperson or something like that on the SEC.
Right.
This guy filed 5 complaints. I spit on you. So sorry. If you didn't notice, I didn't do it. 5 complaints to the SEC. Throughout 8 years. Started in 2000. Last complaint was in 2008 when the market crashed. This guy is interviewing and he's like, bitches, I fucking told you. Mm-hmm. I told you. He's like, I was just, he was the nerdiest looking guy. But he was just like, if you would have listened to me in 2000, in 2000, 2001, 2005, 2007, 2008.
This is the problem with government and bureaucracy is that they don't do their fucking, like, if you owe them money,
ooh,
they're after you. They're up your ass. They will not leave you the fuck alone.
Right.
But if it, oh, well, that's somebody else's money. We don't give a shit. Like, that's basically what it is. We're going to sit on this. We're not going to follow up. And Bernie Madoff even said it. He was like, I thought they were going to call. I was waiting. Did they fucking call? No!
2005. Yes, that's right.
Stupid.
Well, apparently, the guy, Harry Markopoulos, is like, there's 2 explanations to this. It's a Ponzi scheme or it's front running. And they're like, okay, well, we'll investigate him for front running. He's cleared of front running. So he's like, well, then it's a fucking Ponzi scheme. Hello? This is what it is. Look at these numbers. But I think people had so much vested into Bernie Madoff, they just turned a blind eye and they didn't look into it. He's very reputable. Do your fucking job.
You're reputable until you're no longer reputable.
And now you're in jail for 150 years.
Oh, God.
And he says he's happier in jail.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to carry that big book in his asshole. Those lies.
That book of lies. The book of lies.
He's not carrying it around in his asshole. Like, clenching, holding it tight. It just, it was getting heavy. Mm. It was getting so heavy.
It was going to fall out. It was going to prolapse his rectum.
Gross. Gross, gross. Prolapse, well,
it's,
rectum.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's pretty gross looking, too.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, okay. I don't understand how he got away with it for so fucking long. That's what I just... Had people thought about, oh, well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, this doesn't feel right.
A lot of people.
And, like, you know, followed up and was like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't park all my fucking money in this one fucking thing. Like,
but Bernie Madoff seriously. Doesn't lose.
He yeah. Doesn't lose. Yeah. He doesn't lose. He just steals.
He just, yeah. And he doesn't have any lips either. Did you notice that?
Well,
you were looking at De Niro, right? The real Madoff ain't got no lips. He was just sitting there with just straight lipped, and it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Nothing. No lips. It's sad. Well, listen to this. Apparently, the Madoff family used to go to the Catskills, because that's, you know, where the Jews hang out in the 60s. And I was like, oh, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. They love the Catskills. Mm. What if he would have stole all of their money?
They're not real people.
Yeah, they are. No, they're not.
They're not real people.
What's the comedian's name? What's the guy's name?
What guy?
He was the comedian who would, like, go to jail for cursing, and I can't think of his fucking name. He's a real comedian.
Yeah.
60s comedian. Mm-hmm. What's his freaking name? Hang on. Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
There it is. So he's in there, you know.
But it's not him.
It's not him, obviously. But I know that.
They always put real people in fake shows.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying that the community over there in the Catskills, everybody knew each other. So, like, when... If you guys don't watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, you should. It's on Amazon, and it's great.
They're fictional.
They're fictional characters, but the fucking show's great.
But what you're talking about, what if he stole their money?
No. I'm just saying, like, the community, because they were all Jewish, they were all, like, very tight-knit, they all knew each other, they're all dating each other. She finds, like, if you don't know, sorry, this is a spoiler alert, she finds a new boo-boo, you know, up there in the Catskills.
A new boo-boo.
She finds a new boo-boo.
Okay.
Who is a Jewish doctor.
Well, anyway, Bernie Madoff. But you know what, though? He's lucky. He's lucky that nobody tried to off him, like, before he went to prison, because...
He tried to off himself a few times.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, people had him in their crosshairs, but nobody offed him. Which brings us to... The origin of the Ponzi scheme.
Ooh.
The origin of this whole situation, Charles Ponzi.
Mm-hmm. Charles Ponzi.
Charles Ponzi.
Isn't it Carlo Ponzi?
It's Charles. In when he came here, he was Charles Ponzi.
Okay.
He's Carlo in Italy.
Okay.
Carlo Pietro Giovanni Guglielmo Tebaldo Ponzi.
Oh, I love it.
Or Charles Ponzi.
Got it.
Okay. So, Charles Ponzi... was born in Lugo, Italy, in 1882. So, the Ponzi scheme has been around for some 40, 50, 60...
1882?
Yeah. Basically, he was born in 1882.
Oh.
But he started doing his Ponzi scheming in 1919.
Okay.
So, in 1919, he basically... decided that he was going to start his own business. So he set up an office in Boston, and he was, like, basically writing to people saying, hey, invest this money with me.
It's always about the money.
Right. Invest this money with me.
Well, duh.
And you'll see big returns, big returns. And he was doing this to people in Europe.
From Boston.
He was writing to people saying, I've got this going on, I've got that going on. And it was like, you know, basically promising them the stars in money form. And what he was doing was, again, he was taking money, the money that somebody else would give him, and sending it to so-and-so because, you know, they want to see the return. So he basically started shifting money around. Getting money from Joe, giving it to Bob, getting money from Bob, sending it to Ginger, and getting money from Ginger and sending it to Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Damn.
Yeah, he was...
That's the whole...
That's, yes. Basically, what you're doing is you're just, you're taking my money and giving it to John with maybe like a little extra on top of the money that John gave me, gave you originally. Right. And so he started doing all this money, and he basically, he built people out of like, or I'm sorry, he made $420,000. Like, he was making like $250,000 a week, which would be like $3 million in today's money.
A week?
$3 million a week, yes. Okay, okay. In today's money.
Selling stamps and shit.
Selling, yes. Selling, like, stamps and, like, just fake shit. Like, stuff that really, you know, couldn't possibly give people any returns.
Here's the thing. So, in this era as well, with Mr. Ponzi Man, Mr. Ponzi Man, confidence man.
Yeah,
that's what it's called. A confidence man. It's like, hey, Brandy. I look very nice, don't I? I have a nice outfit on. I'm very, very to do about myself today. Do you have the confidence in me to allow me to hang on to your wallet? can I hold your wallet?
No.
I mean, I don't need it or anything. Mm-hmm. I just want to hold it for a moment. Mm-hmm. It looks very nice. I'm sure it's full of money. I will bring your money back. You can obviously see that I can buy my own clothes and I look very nice.
But I'll bring it back to you with more money in it.
I'm going to bring more money back.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to show this wallet off. People love it. I'm going to pay you for it. So just give me 20 minutes. I'll be right back. Do you trust me?
Mm-hmm. No.
No. But that's where the confidence man or con man came from. Mm-hmm. Is you are playing on people's freaking emotions.
Their confidence. You're building confidence in another person. Building up their confidence, basically, to rip them off.
Shit. Gas me up.
That it's basically, I mean, like, I just don't understand. And now, but the thing about it is, like, now there's so much technology. If you really wanted to, you could go and look into what the fuck. Everybody, I know everybody who Bernie Madoff screwed out of their money had a computer. Yeah. They had a computer. Go online and look at what your supposed money is invested in.
Oh, yeah, because obviously, I look at my 401k all the time, and I'm like, where did this $2 go? I was up. Now I'm down $2. What's happening? So I like to see, you're right, because I'm choosing the different stocks and the bonds and the this and the that I'm putting it in and the products that it's going into. For, it's crazy. I hate numbers. Nobody con me, please. But you could probably pay attention to see where your money's going.
Exactly. You can. But, of course, these people have so much fucking money, they don't even think about, oh, well, maybe I should check into, you know, how my stock is doing or how, you know, this this annuity is doing or however whatever is doing.
I trust you. Just
that's insane.
Show me my money. Just give me some money and show me that my money is doing very well and I trust you.
God, like, okay, did you watch The Big Short?
Yes.
It's like that, like this guy, the guy Christian Bale's character,
yes,
you know what his name was, he was like, something's going on.
Yeah.
Like, something's going on. And then
he had a fake glass
Steve
eye.
Steve Carell's character was like, something is going on. And
yeah,
I just thought it was hilarious how people were like, oh, no. You know, everything's going
to
be fine.
They want to turn a blind eye and it looks so good. And it's too good to be true. And it's like, oh, it's too good to be true. And I'm glad I'm in on it. But when that shit busts and you're fucked, you're like, damn it, why wouldn't I look at it? Why didn't I see?
Like,
why wouldn't I pay attention?
All these loans. all of these loans that the people who cannot afford mm-hmm. these loans yeah. are in. Dude, that chick, the stripper chick, had yes. five houses.
Five houses.
Like, okay, so you do make good money stripping, yeah. but not enough for five houses.
Right. So in the Big Short goes into details of the 2008 crash. And
basically what led up to Bernie.
What led up to exposure. Bernie. Yeah, exactly. It is beautifully told. I love it. Yeah, I love the way it's told. And freaking Ryan Gosling, hello. Hello? Hmm. He has, like, dark hair and dark eyes in it, but he's still sexy.
Dark hair and dark eyes. What was... okay.
Because I think he has contacts
in. Why would that not be sexy regardless?
Because he looks the way he looks, and I like the way he looks, but in The Big Short, he looks different.
Okay.
But he's still sexy.
All right.
Anyway, so it's very well told, and numbers don't lie. No. At the end of the day, yeah. numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
And he was like, shit's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And the cookie, it had crumbled.
That's so funny to me. It sucked because a lot of people lost their houses and a lot of people who didn't own these houses that they were renting from these homeowners lost their houses.
Oh, yeah.
But it just goes to show how, I mean, and God, it's just the whole stock market thing. I was looking at that bird. The whole stock market thing is just like, fucked.
It's crazy, but like you gotta save your money. Like, can I just stuff it in a mattress?
Well, not Ooh, if you want. Not if you want it to grow.
What if you buried it and it grew?
A no. tree? What the? A money tree?
That'd be a nice
look. One. Carl Gallagher buried his money, and he dug it up when he needed it.
Who?
So, Carl Gallagher.
Who's that?
Shameless.
Oh, Carl.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, he bought the house.
He bought the fucking house,
Carl.
And yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't go. I mean, he did buy stupid shit like a fucking slide inside the house.
I love that we're talking about Shameless right now.
But I'm just saying,
he was like, "This is my house."
Exactly, motherfuckers. Like, I bought this fucking house.
What was he like? 14?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's hilarious. But I don't know. Anything else?
Nope.
I think that went really well.
Okay, great.
I do. I think it went really, really well. I hope it went well for you guys. I hope it doesn't sound too crazy in here.
So I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And I am Sunny Hepburn.
And this has been
Book of Lies, the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.